said don't play with him.
Yes, sir.
Can't fuck with no fake niggas. Yes, niggas. Bitch,
don't play with him.
Back in the store, back in the store.
Turn my guy up.
In the car, bro. I'm turning him up, all the way up.
Back in the store, back in the store, back in the
A friend of the pod. Back in the Shout out to Kel.
Bitch, don't play with me. You say you rhyme, but you lying. Bet you can't lay with me.
Can't lay with him?
Yeah, can't fuck with no fake niggas. Bet you can't smoke with me.
Smoke with
yeah,
him
don't
either.
Play with me. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. Bitch, don't play with me. Bitch, don't play with me. You say you rhyme, but you lying. Bet you can't lay with me. Yeah, can't fuck with no fake niggas. Bet you can't smoke with me. Yeah, don't play with me. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. Bitch, don't play with me. Yeah. Feel like I'm on power. I be going ghost. Yeah, fuck up for an hour, I be going ghost. Y'all be boasting about that kid, I be doing the most. Look at all those achievements, I'm the fucking GOAT. Look at all that money, then he start acting funny. Give him that side look, cut him off, then I'm back to the money. I'm stunned, they hate it, fuck it, sort of feeling this lovely. Shorty in the band screaming, fuck me, so Spanish, call me Poppy.
Poppy.
Yeah, don't got that FM, but a nigga got that Glock. Shooting out that
got that Glocky. Got that Glocky. That was Kel. Kel the GOAT.
Yes, sir. Don't play with me.
Don't play with him.
Don't play with me.
Produced by my man Dior Knight, aka Bobby, aka Gokashi.
What you called him? Gok.
That was on purpose, bro. I did that on purpose today. Come on.
Damn, dog.
That was deliberate. Yeah,
thank you.
That's disrespectful. Don't ever do that to my name again.
All right, my fuck. All right. That's not your name anymore. You ain't fuck with that no more.
Yeah, but you're doing it to my old shit. So it's just as disrespectful.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of the List Is Why You Should podcast, the only podcast that encourages you to listen to why you should. I'm your host, Dom Sharp. I'm here with my homies to the left of me. I got Cam.
Cam, just keep it that. That's all they need to know.
I can't give an AKAs no more.
We good.
That's not, because he gave me the AKAs.
I'm dropping the AKAs.
You're still a visionary, dickhead. You're still a visionary.
He's still a connoisseur.
Niggas call me dickhead. Like, niggas compliment me like, don't ever doubt yourself, dummy.
And you a pop star, stupid.
Yeah, you got dreams.
You mad successful.
You got goals and shit, bitch. Follow your dreams, you bitch.
Dumbass.
If I beat you the fuck up.
Oh shit.
Fucking pale horse.
That shit is hot, nigga.
To the left of me. Right.
And it's by you.
I forgot it was by him. Oh shit. To the right of me, I got Bobby.
Hey, it's Knights here.
It's Knights.
It's Knights.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
AKA Knights without the eye.
You just saying shit.
AKA,
I go give
can't up. Get their own AKAs.
No, I ain't gonna lie. You can't.
AKA late hours.
Give it up. Talk to these niggas. Teach these doubles.
No, that's all they get.
That's all they get.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I didn't prepare no topics. I feel like
TMZ is a suspect in my investigation. TMZ is a suspect in my investigation. TMZ is a suspect in my investigation.
Not the camera's investigation. Look at it.
Hey.
Dr. Cameron Justin Brown.
Who is this?
Somebody explain to me why TMZ knows that someone has passed before the police.
Bro, because they set niggas up.
Because they hire their own hitman.
It's a...
Bro, it gets deep.
It gets deep.
It's TMZ, a deep jump.
Yo, TMZ hires hitman.
Nah, honestly, rest in peace to Pop Smoke.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
It's crazy, because when I found out he was younger than me, I was like, damn.
Bro, same shit I said, bro. I tweeted that shit like twice.
Bro, I'm like, damn, I ain't go to puberty yet, because my voice don't sound nothing like that.
She like the way that I...
Blaz was 20 years old, bro.
20 years old. That shit is kind of nuts.
20. My brother be 20
touching,
this year.
Just touching his life. That's crazy, right?
That's crazy as shit.
And it's like, you look at it and it's like, all that he's accomplished in his short lifespan, and he just started seeing success. Like
99?
99, bro. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm sick and tired of having to come in and start these podcasts somber and shit. I feel like 2 weeks ago, we just did the Kobe podcast.
Shit kind of sad, bro.
Like, I'm not... I just want to come here, like, make dick jokes and shit with my friends, but I got to be serious at the start of the podcast because niggas keep dying. Bro, I woke up and niggas, I ain't going to lie, the first tweet I saw, it was like...
Rest in peace, Pop Smoke. It was something like Pop Smoke was found murdered. I said, God damn.
No, I ain't going to lie. My TO different. The first tweet I saw, it was like, the game finna get a Pop Smoke tattoo. And I was like, whoa.
Whoa, wow.
I laughed. I was like, whoa, damn, he did? Because that's only me, like, he died or some shit.
Damn, so you seen that before the RIP post?
I seen that he was murdered in his home.
That was the first thing you
that
seen?
That was the first post I seen.
So you should investigate whoever posted. Because how did they know?
Before TMZ.
Before TMZ.
It gets deep. That's all I can say. It gets deep. This bitch get real deep.
That's just crazy, though. You know, rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
Yeah, rest in peace, Pop Smoke. Aside. Y'all just sad. Like, that nigga was really getting to his bag. Like, he made the same song over and over, but niggas was liking it.
Yeah, because it was still good. You know what I'm saying? It was live, but I think it's wild. Like, how is TMZ getting this information before anybody else?
Because they hire hitmen, bro.
I think it's just because they got the bag, bro, and people finding out. And because they will take, I feel like they'll take information from anybody.
Before it's liable, before it's credible, they'll just take it. Like, if you got a scoop, fuck it, we'll run it.
They're willing to die on the hill that it was false information where a legitimate news source will be punished for it. Like,
quick question, legitimacy. So do you think the person that reported that Rick Fox was in the helicopter, do you think he still has a job right now?
I think that was just Twitter, to be honest with you.
The thing about TMZ, I also feel like, I'm not sure about this, but I think they have independent contractors too. So it's like, like I was saying, the person who might have said that might have just been going off of like, whatever information, but I don't think that they were directly, like, linked to TMZ. They might just be somebody that...
Why don't you think
they pay for information if it's credible enough? I don't know. I'm making this shit up.
Because they might have a whole unit for, like, finding shit out.
I just don't think TMZ is a credible news source.
They ain't.
Nah, no way.
Yeah.
In no way, shape, or form. Right. Fuck TMZ. Fuck that nigga Harvey. I ain't gonna lie. Fuck that nigga because... My grandma used to watch that show on Fox and shit. And I'd be like trying to watch like fucking, I don't know, Cyber Chase. And that shit was on the TV.
Cyberspace?
No, Cyber Chase, bro.
Cyber Chase?
Been Cyber Chase.
It was Cyber Chase.
Was it Cyber Chase? Chase?
Yeah, it was Cyber Chase.
Was it Cyber Chasers?
They used to have a fire.
Or was it just
game.
Cyber Chase?
It was Cyber Chase.
They used to have a fire game that I used to play on.
I remember that show.
On the school computers. I don't remember what website it was, but. Whatever game that was, that shit was hard.
Remember Poptropica?
You know what's crazy?
Poptropica, yeah. That shit was swag.
I don't think I even remember actually playing anything in that game. I just remember logging in and customizing my character.
I think I might. I couldn't tell you what the games was. It was just
I don't remember the games. Yeah, I just remember like moving.
Yo, remember the age of like digital flash games on like websites? Remember that shit? You would like go on the school website and go on the school computer just. Go to Flash game websites and just get them Jones in?
I don't know. I just remember Monkey Balloon. And that was the Jones where it's like Balloon Tower Defense. That's what I think it was. Monkey Balloon Tower
Defense
or something.
I remember that game.
That was
hard.
A legit game.
Yeah. No, remember that Teen Titans?
Yeah.
That shit was swag.
That computer got that work in that game.
Bro, that's a fact, bro.
I was frying the shit out of people.
There was a Ben 10 game that they had on Cartoon Network. Where it was like a real game where you could dive in, like it was different levels, like had to beat the levels, fight the boss, and like after you beat the boss, you would get like a new Ben 10 hero.
That's Barry?
Yeah, that's Barry. Hold on.
What do you want to pot?
Yo, we potting.
That's good. Yeah, you in the pot. You in the pot, Brody. Go put it to the mic. Yeah, we on the pot.
Shit, what's good?
Say what's up.
What's up? This Felicia the Goat times two.
Nigga, you not
one.
You missing out on clout.
Yeah,
bro. Hang up on your bitch ass.
Ayo, bro, plug your project. Stream up Red.
So my project, all right, look. So Red dropped tomorrow on all streaming platforms. You know, I had to drop the tape for the hoes because everybody want me to sing to the women.
Uh huh.
Your Valentine's Day wishes have been addressed.
Nigga, Valentine's Day was two weeks ago. You any nigga. That shit was 2 weeks ago.
Niggas, that was a while ago.
All right. All right, we gonna call you later.
No, you're not.
Yeah, we not. We not.
Yeah, we probably won't.
I mean, that shit funny.
What pod you know? Who openly tell the truth, like
right?
That?
Who else giving it up like that?
You gonna call me back? Nah. Probably.
Bro, speaking of how we give it up, bro.
I don't call my friends.
That's a fact.
I call y'all. I don't like texting people.
Bro.
Y'all realize how much I call y'all and don't text y'all?
Yeah.
I will call y'all before I text you.
Bro, I got too many bitches now.
Too many
let's
bitches.
Hear about it.
Yeah, bro, I'm about to give it up.
Divulge.
Bro, this. Bro,
start from Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, you know I ain't do shit. I worked. You know how I gave it up.
The last time we talked, it was before Valentine's.
Nah, bro, that shit gone.
You ate the whole fucking
Hey, yo, you fat ass.
Yo, me and my dad shared it.
Please tell me you got at least some water for a nigga. Damn.
Bro, I won't get paid until tomorrow, bro. The hospitality team did not come through.
God damn.
Y'all niggas start cash at me $5. I'll go to the store and get it.
All right.
All right, bet. Say no more. Say no more.
I just be wanting some drink.
Say no more, bro. Listen. We can do that. We can make that happen. But I'm saying this, though.
Fucking parched right. All right,
let's go from Valentine's Day.
For Valentine's Day? Yeah, like I was saying, the last time we talked, it was before Valentine's Day.
It was before Valentine's Day.
So let's start with you.
What I did?
With Damo.
Bro, I ducked every bitch. All of them. Really? I ain't speak to none of them.
Holidays like Valentine's Day, stressful.
Not for me, bro. I put all of them on a block list until the 16th.
Were they still there?
Nah, I took them all off. They all back now? They all back? I just dipped off.
I mean, why?
Why? Because, all right.
Well, why'd you block all of them? You ain't keep like one?
No, because if I keep one, she going to spec something.
No, she not.
At minimum, I ain't even sent out a happy Valentine's Day text to nobody. Not a meme, not nothing.
You shouldn't.
That's what I'm saying. I couldn't just be out here giving it up all crazy.
So why? Like you could have kept a few unblocked.
Nah,
I think so.
Nah, because then if they call me.
Don't answer the phone.
Nah, but then I lied to him and said my phone was off. I was giving it up nasty.
Just say you're doing something.
Bro, first of all, let me tell you how the last like 2 weeks I've been getting cussed out by multiple women that are not my women. It's all been the same conversation. It's like, you don't make enough time for me. You don't call me enough. You don't text me.
So, quick question.
What's up?
Are you going to record any of that so you can put it in front of your songs?
I ain't going to lie, bro. I definitely, because my speaker on my phone broke, I definitely been recording it. I've been talking to him through the mic. I've been recording all that shit.
So, I need you to send me those.
When I tell you the album, I'm about to go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
This shit about to be crazy.
Crazy. Niggas is on the link.
Every
right
song is going to be another intro.
It's going to be a different mix. Like,
Dom, where the fuck you been at?
No, you'll never come in. My fault, baby. I be working.
Where you work at? You don't got no fucking job.
First of all, bro, I done told the bitch my chef dad died. He told me I could say that, though, because he about to die.
Damn.
Nah.
I mean, if you think about it, we all about to die.
Hell, don't say that, bro, because I've been in my head a lot lately.
We just don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't like that shit.
You hear me get in my back real fast?
I got a lot of life to live, nigga.
Bro, this only pod was 16?
I don't know.
Nigga said 16. This is...
Nah, I mean, of y'all, it's like 3. But I got like 16 pods out now. I've been killing the pod game,
that's
bro.
That's pretty good, bro.
That's pretty good.
That's a lot.
You know, that's like, 16 hours of content. Maybe a little more, plus the extras, to be honest with you. I'm saying, like, first of all, I'm about to tell y'all niggas right now, I'm taking the podcast games to the next level. See, I've been recording these, so y'all watching me now, right? Y'all see me. These bitches about to get posted on YouTube, about to get posted on Instagram, you know what I mean? I'm saying it now so that y'all can hold me to it.
Talking shit.
So
I was thinking.
What's up?
Now, I don't know how the rules and stuff work, but I know they were saying something about, like, publishing and stuff like that. For podcasts, they didn't know if there was a, like, you know, the bigger pod. They were saying,
oh yeah, the niggas not a DAO.
Yeah, they were saying that there's no publishing or something like that for podcasts yet. But I was wondering because like a podcast is like a almost like a comedy album.
Yeah, it is.
What's the difference
between like money wise?
No, I'm like, what's stopping anybody from packaging it as like a comedy album?
From, like, breaking it up into clips and posting, like...
Yeah, like, damn. I don't know. Yeah, like, making it into... If it's a comedy album, like, isn't that publishing? I don't know.
I feel like the streams would be more fucked up, though. Because, like, niggas be getting, like, 0.00001% for every stream on like Spotify and shit like that.
Okay, and it's different when it's a podcast.
Different with like I get 1 cent for every stream on my shit.
Okay, where as though okay.
If it was if I broke it up into clips, I'd probably be making less money.
Man, you know what I saw? I saw a podcast that was debuting on Netflix.
That's a fact?
Yeah, it was with one of the chicks from Orange is the New Black. Saw it on the timeline. She's getting a podcast and it's gonna be once a week on Netflix. I don't know if it's her podcast, but she was in the ad that I saw on Twitter.
From where she stands, the Orange is the New Black. Time out. Pause, bro. It's like, it's seven podcasts coming on Netflix. Yo, Netflix really in the content game for real.
Yeah, they getting out in front.
I like that.
And I would definitely watch.
Yo, Netflix, y'all can give me the bag?
Every pod that I listen to, I would watch on Netflix.
That's a fact.
I would watch.
That's a fact.
The thing about it is like, I have certain podcasts that I only watch on YouTube and certain ones that I only listen to. And if and it's because I don't have YouTube Red anymore, and because it's not worth paying for. YouTube is not worth paying that fee just to listen to it in the background. But Netflix, you can listen to the content in the background, and it keeps playing. Now, if the podcasts that I listen to were put on Netflix, I'm definitely streaming all of them there. That would be my prominent area to listen to podcasts from then on.
Yeah, but like, what's the deal like there? Like, how long? Like, what's the money looking like?
You asking questions that I'm not.
I mean, yeah, I know, but that's the fun of this. We can theorize. Like, how much would they Netflix giving up to a podcast?
I don't think they're giving out a lot. I think they're taking a chance on it, and they're making people show that they can earn. The bag is not there, I don't think, yet, because people don't know what, like, podcasting is, like, just becoming a mainstream thing now. It's still new.
I mean,
so I don't think the bag is really there yet.
You wanna know who Bill Simmons is?
No.
Bill Simmons, he owns The Ringer. The Ringer's like a big sports network, and, like, Spotify was going to buy them out for, like, I believe it was like $5 billion or some shit like that.
Yeah, they was talking about that on the other pod.
No, but nah, I did not hear from them. Like, I follow Bill Simmons. Like, I listen to his podcast. So, like, when I saw it, like, on the trending on Twitter, I was like, oh, shit. So, it's money here. Like, I'm trying to see how much the other pod got from Spotify. Just see, like how much is niggas really getting from these big companies from podcasting. Because I'm going to let you know now. Bro, once they come ask me, like, how much I'm selling for, y'all know I'm selling this shit, right? Y'all know I'm selling out. Like, yeah. if the bad looking right, I'm selling out.
Like, you can sell it. Like, why wouldn't you?
That's the point of this.
Like, we supposed to say, oh.
You're
not really down to earth. What happened to your roots? I thought you was independent.
I thought you was hip hop. Hip hop.
What city you from? What city you from?
What city you from?
Nigga, as what city I'm from. That's crazy.
That's
how
you carry it.
That's definitely how I carry. That's definitely how I carry.
Carry it.
Oh,
niggas
geez.
Don't say Ock no more.
No, I actually heard some niggas shout some weed the other day. He called me Ock.
Man, I haven't
hearing it come, like, it's been trickling back. But, like, Ock used to be, like, heavy.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to call shit Ocky?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to call shit Ocky. Yeah.
What do niggas say when shit is Ocky now?
That shit fake.
That shit fake.
Like, how do we go to the actual word now? Nah, Ocky, we bring that shit.
Because Ocky, you know.
We bring Ocky back?
Yeah, that shit Aki.
I don't like Aki.
Aki was funny.
Aki was funny.
That shit is Aki.
Bro, it was like more disrespectful to call my shit Aki.
Yeah, it was.
Right, because that means you went out your way to get it from a stand.
Right.
Yeah, you got it. Paid your hard-earned money for that shit.
That shit
Aki. That shit Aki, dick.
That shit.
That shit Aki, dick. Dick up, Aki.
Dick up. I ain't gonna lie, I like dick up a lot, bro. Dip up. Dick up?
Pause. You like dick up a lot?
Pause.
I ain't pausing it. Fuck it.
He stand on that.
I'm standing. I stand on the dick. That's wild.
Nasty guy.
Bro, I am a nasty dude though.
Yes, sir.
You're the nastiest dude, bro.
Bro.
And you blocked all your females.
I did.
Niggas didn't even finish the story. I don't even remember how
see,
that ended.
Bro,
it was smooth. I was tying it back in.
I ain't gonna lie, this nigga really pulling up.
This nigga.
Between the legs.
Tying it back.
Right. Between the legs.
I ain't, yo, I see what you did there.
Leg was up high for the
I ain't gonna lie. Listen. When we get paid, you getting a bigger cut than him. I'm letting you know now.
How? I've been divulging, nigga. I've been divulging. I've been pulling up.
Nigga, hey, I heard fellas.
I don't divulge at all.
That's crazy.
Cam is the
I've been divulging. Coming through fourth quarter every game.
First of all, Cam and his goddamn divulge. That's his favorite word. Listen, if you listen at home, every time this nigga Cam say the word divulge, take a shot. You're going to be drunk as shit. I was listening today to the pod we dropped today. Go stream that. Well, if you listen to this, don't go listen to the pod we dropped. That was dumb marketing. That was just dumb.
Listen to all of our podcasts.
Yeah, listen to all of them.
And I say divulge.
A lot.
Take a shot.
Every single time. Every single time.
I share.
bro, I gave it up so much we had to take it out last week. And I'm saying that because y'all know what I said last week.
Yo, the editing on that was smooth.
Wasn't it?
I'm like, yo, we stopped like, jumping a lot last time. And I don't
where the
don't
punch
see where
at? Yeah. I was like, yo, where did he punch me in?
The engineer didn't even peep. He said, yo, that punch is smooth.
Where did he punch me in?
Bro, I peeped it because we faded out at that exact point. And I was like, oh, yeah, right there.
He said, turn me up, Cruz.
I was like.
Guru bringing the flutes.
I was like, no, I gotta level this.
Bring the horns back in.
What did I say back in the day, bro? What did I say?
You gotta level it.
No, what was the
compress
jump?
It.
I gotta compress the vocals.
You gotta compress the vocals.
I definitely compress the vocals.
You compress the vocals?
Bro, I compressed the shit out them vocals.
Oh, shit.
You couldn't even tell. That's how what it was compressed. I used to tell you back in the day, bro. We was in grandma's basement, and I'm like, yo, you gotta compress them joints.
Yeah.
I feel
like nigga really didn't know what he was talking about.
Bro, I watched like one video of a nigga ad. He's like, you gotta compress
the
vocals.
You gotta compress. You gotta normalize.
You gotta normalize. No, normalizing does the opposite.
Right.
No, what's funny? For the niggas watching this on YouTube, me and Cam made the same hands when we said compress. Cause that was the hammer. You gotta compress the vocals.
Bro.
You gotta compress it. You niggas
niggas did not know what that meant.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I threw some seasoning on the editing though. That shit was too seasoned.
Too seasoned.
No, it was seasoned properly.
Should be too seasoned.
That shit do be too seasoned
it
though.
It was seasoned properly. So it 15 was, of them. It was 15 of them?
Bro, it was like I ain't got 15 women? I ain't got 15 bitches. I ain't got 15 of them.
Wow. How many was a stable of whores?
A stable.
Stable.
A stable.
I got stable. I got a small business of bitches. About 4 or 5 of us. You mean? I carry it different.
Got a stable.
Bro, I blocked all them bitches. I did. And they listened to the pod. They was like, so who you was talking about? I was like, don't worry about it.
So all
said
of
her
next?
Name.
Oh, no, it's
you
funny.
Did, you did say her name.
No, it's funny. The shawty I said her name. She listened to last week's pod, like the one
prior to.
Yeah, the one prior to that, the one I dropped today.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, she gonna be mad if she here this week.
Mm. You willing to die on that hill?
I'm dying. That I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. My ex blocked me the other day. I'm like, I'm not.
Why did she block you?
Why did she block you?
She over the dick, I guess.
Damn,
that shit hurt a little
bit. Block you though.
Nah, she
I
blocked
feel like
me.
If she blocked you, that means she not over you.
Nah, bro. She
had to
dick.
Force herself not to see you again.
I think that, bro. That's definitely our thought process. But I think she just don't want to deal with me no more.
Cause I know
what the fuck was you doing.
Well, I mean, yeah,
bro. I'm bipolar schizophrenic. That's what I was doing.
Niggas just been snapping on her.
I was.
Why?
Still?
No, not no more.
Why did she block you then,
bro? She was like, I don't want to go back to that lifestyle, and I get it. Bro, you mean I was going through shit, bro. My mood swings was crazy and shit. Like, I was out here having like manic highs and lows. Like, one day I'd be happy and shit. Like, yo, let's go do this. The next day, like, I ain't want to move out the bed. All different kinds of shit. So I get why you mean she don't go back to that. But I'm on medicine now. Niggas lying to my mental illness.
Yeah.
This nigga crazy. This nigga crazy, y'all.
This nigga's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, I knew this nigga for a long time. That explains a lot.
What?
You crazy.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't know?
It'd be like that.
Y'all thought I was just, no, that's just dumb. Nah, nigga, that is mental illness. That's what that was.
I wasn't healthy.
I needed medicine. I needed professional help.
He said, I'm on medicine now.
I am,
that'll
bro.
That'll make me feel no better.
This Nigga, don't fuck with me. Yeah.
He fouled the shit out of
you.
You
hear him? Like, I'm trying to take, like, y'all turnaround jumpers.
Said, nah, and the cookies, nigga. Give me that shit.
Not even cookies, nigga. Slapping my arm
and
shit.
In the text, like, I just felt like, you know, I don't want to go through what we went through before because it was hard. I'm on medicine now. Like, what?
She bore your heart out to you, like, okay.
Okay, I have pills.
That's crazy. That wasn't even the conversation, bro. I PC blocked me because I sent a period first. You know how you got tested and see when you blocked?
No.
I've been there.
No, I've never been there.
You ain't ever been there?
No. I've been there.
All right. I ain't alone. You've been there. You got to text the period first.
You got to text the period. So you don't look stupid. You got to get your shit off and they can see it.
Exactly. I've definitely been blocked before, but once it happened, it's like, oh.
So you're a quitter?
Yeah.
Nah, because the deed has been done already.
Nah, yeah, you're a quitter.
It's never done.
It's never really done.
Bro, I got five Instagram accounts. It's never done.
I was in I beat already mode. Like, it was. Oh, okay. I beat.
Nigga, I still beat though. Nah,
I still beat though. Yeah.
Nah, I wanted to keep beating.
Yeah, after the beat, I still wanted to beat.
Right. I ain't beat enough.
Nah, definitely. That's why I was still texting, but I you know.
Nah, bro, I sent her the text.
I know when enough is enough, and I know when they'll come back.
See, you just knew shit. Me and Dom, we learned after
that shit took trial
years.
And error. That shit took trial
years
and error.
Of failure.
Nigga, tell me, I just knew.
I've done the period, and then I'm like, oh, so I'm good to go.
Right.
She gonna get all this, all types of emotion in
exactly.
Niggas test the water.
You gotta test the water, bro. You gotta put your foot in.
Yeah. I just think it's funny how.
It's like throwing a rock at the window, bro. You know how, like, bro.
Bro, we Scorpios, bro. He get it.
Yeah, exactly. You know how, like, when you at the John crib, you gotta throw the rock at the window to see if she awake?
Yeah, bro. I get
so
that.
So, what's the message y'all sending? Give me the rundown on the.
After the period?
Like, it depends, though.
What was the argument? What was the argument that you had that was like, all right, this is over?
She had went through my phone the day before and found out I was fucking another bitch raw.
Mm-hmm. This is with the ex?
Nah, this totally different.
Oh.
With Shawty. This is different Shawty I sent the period to.
Damn, and you fucked her raw. But how did she find that out from the text?
Because she
said, damn, I had a great time fucking raw.
No.
Like, niggas had to put emphasis on that part.
Nah, because Shawty was talking about, she was like, I better be the only person you fucking me raw and shit.
Oh, wow. You just lied. You a nasty man.
I was like, yeah, you the only one.
Wow.
You know how I carry it.
Yeah.
You know, niggas had a few STDs back in the day.
I was about to carry that STD.
I carried that clap all the way to the clinic. Sometimes, hey, bro.
You know what I'm saying? You do your thing.
Bro, you niggas ain't never had no STDs, yo?
Nah.
Never.
Y'all niggas ain't never catch no STDs?
No.
Nah. I had a scare.
Not even urinary tract infection?
No.
Nigga, I'm a man. That's not common for men.
You get those, though?
That's not common for men.
I ain't have none of that shit, bro.
Bro, I caught it.
Clean, bro. Clean as fuck.
You can catch
you talking about all this random shit.
That's not like
all this.
Bro, I dropped out.
We got to Google to figure out.
Bro,
I dropped out. I don't know what y'all talking about. Bro, I had
a STD scare where.
A scare. How do you
have an STD?
Pregnancy scare.
Some girl had got tested for some shit. She told me that she got it, and she was like, yeah, you was the last person that I when you mean with.
I remember you told me this, like.
Yeah. What she had?
It was, I don't remember. Something you could take a pill for.
I'm going to say she had a herpaderp.
And I went in, because I know I was active at the time. So
oh, yeah.
I went and got tested, and they told me I was good. So
you all thought they had doing happy as shit.
Happy as shit, because I was scared. I ain't never had one before. That would have been the first one. So I'm like, fuck. Of all the people I could have got it from.
Not even a bad John?
No, because she was bad. She was a bad John.
It's like, always the bad Johns to have on,
too. John, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, one of them bitches, if I ever told y'all who it was or showed y'all the gram, you would not even believe it was her. So,
yeah, let me know.
That's why when she told me about it, I was like, fuck.
Bro, first of all, that's exactly how niggas be catching STDs, judging books by their covers.
Right.
That's exactly how niggas be catching them.
Yeah. Luckily, I ain't get it from her, and I didn't give it to her. But then when I went to tell her about the shit, she started getting on the defensive. Like, I'm calling her out her name and shit. I literally was like, we was having a regular conversation. Like, everything was cool because she wasn't mad at me. This one, she still thought that I was the cause of it. And I wasn't mad at her, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, because, you know, I was unaffected. But,
right.
I'm like, yo, you might want to, you mean, like, see what's good with your other partners. I don't know if you're still talking to them people. But she was the type of girl where she not bringing in too many new sexual partners. Like, she rather would, she, to me, she seemed like the type of person where she probably would double back on the old work because she felt comfortable with them. She not letting too many niggas.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? Too many niggas wasn't touching that. So I'm like, yeah, you might want to, like, check with them. And she's like, are you trying to call me a hoe? Da-da-da-da-da. Like, I'm like, she twisted my words up completely. I don't know what kind of self-image she had going on because she did that often. Like, you would be trying to tell her something and she would read it as something totally different. But I'm like, look, I don't even want to talk about this shit no more. I'm just letting you know you ain't get that shit from me. And come to find out, I talked to one of her friends later, and one of the niggas she was messing with was one of them type boys who was just running around ramming at anything.
Right.
And she didn't confirm whether or not she got it from him, but it was more likely for her to get it from that nigga than for me, especially with the school that nigga went to and the type of bitches he was running through. It was one of them. I don't want to.
He went to Strawberry Mansion?
Nah, it was. I'm talking about colleges.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But I ain't going to say the school because that'll narrow down on who the school, person might be.
You ain't got to say the school.
So, you mean?
You got to take a school
that
level.
The school that they went to, him and the girl went to, was a thought school where.
They went to Cheney.
he was running down on shit in there, according to what her friend told me. And, so she. Yeah, I mean,
you see, I give it up though. You see, I just
I see that. That was half court.
That was half court. Yeah, that was a half court shot.
Y'all finally made a shot.
Yeah, she'll never listen to this podcast. But if she do, it's no hard feelings. It never was no hard feelings. You
bro, mean? She probably gonna listen to this podcast, not this episode though. She gonna find out about like 50 episodes from now. It's coming.
Yeah, and when we get on, right?
Yeah. I'm letting you know now. When I get on, I'm balling. Like, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me.
Bitch, you see this dwell.
You see the fucking dwip.
You see the dwip.
You see the dwip.
Bitch, I'm dwipping.
Crazy. Shit, crazy.
This shit.
Bitch, you stupid.
You don't know what these sneakers call.
Nah, she don't know exactly what my sneakers call. Them shit's gonna call $70. I don't know what you're talking about. But like them chains. Yo, Cam tweeted some earlier. He was like, I'd rather wear not wear no chains and then wear fake chains.
I said jewelry. Nigga took it to heart because he got that's you knew what he it. Got, you the knew fake it. Chains.
Bro, neck about green as shit.
Bro, y'all know I had on fake chains. I had like five of them shits.
Yeah, fake chains.
Bro, my thing with niggas is you can get a real gold chain if you drop a couple hundred on it. And you be cool. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I can go Amazon right now and get a fake chain for $6.
Niggas
what are you
need
talking
to be
about?
Super loud on that shit. Like, just get a regular gold chain.
But you not hearing me,
spend
though.
Spend a couple hundred. It's not going to be like no 24 karat gold or nothing crazy like that. Bro. But you can get a real gold chain for a decent price.
Bro, but you not hearing me. I can go Amazon and get one of them plug chains for like $8 right now.
You're going to look like a fool.
Don't matter.
That's not dwip.
That's not dwip.
Somebody baby mom still gonna suck this dicky. She gonna suck this dicky up. Nah. Give it hickeys.
I'm not the hickeys you want. That's not a hickey, brother. You might want to go. You might want to get that checked out.
Go check the gift.
Yeah. Bro, y'all be getting hickeys? No.
That's how I be getting that. I ain't gonna lie, dude. Like, only I did that. That was only me. Right. You niggas have never had AIDS?
No, nobody else? You sure?
You sure?
What you even a scare?
Not even a scare.
What you mean you ain't got kids?
How many pregnancy scares you had, Don?
Oh, none. I'm showing blanks.
Really?
What?
I'm 100%
so
sure.
So you're
I'm
telling
blanks.
Me, yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
I'm 100%
that nigga's
sure.
Not pulling out at all. That's nah. What I said.
Nah, I don't pull out at all, bro. I don't pull out. What are you talking about? I don't pull out. Nigga's crazy. As Uncle Charlo would say, shooting. Bro, I shoot up the club. I walk in with my glicky, and that shit's stiffy, and I do numbers. I put numbers on the boards. I'm just busting all in it. Because I know for a fact, where's this going to happen? I'm going to get a little fucking chlamydia. You know what I mean? Ain't no babies popping out. I can saw that with a pill. Babies, that's a different story. I'm going to have to adopt. It's whatever.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on the kids. I said that I'd probably adopt too.
I'm probably gonna adopt.
It'd be a lot easier because I could just pick up a kid that's like 10.
Yeah, I'm not having kids. Don't
he
have
can play
kids.
Basketball.
Play basketball.
Look at this guy. Yeah, he can, you know what I mean? Have a little 10-year-old.
But
saying.
Nigga said like he was going to Walmart
like he was, like
and
he
shit.
He was picking a game up.
Facts.
Yeah, like, yeah, you
I'm
going to
pick up a oh, look.
You don't hoop. You don't hoop. All right, you're going to have to go back.
Imagine this nigga.
We still got the receipt. We got the receipt.
You're going to like it here if you don't hoop.
Imagine this nigga at the adoption office like, yo, so who your favorite basketball player? Who? Nah, not this one. Yeah. How about you?
Tobias Harris?
Oh, nah, not that one. Kobe? Show me that jump shot. Nigga just asking kids to show me your jump shot. Show me your form. You taking kids to Chuck E. Cheese and take them to a little basketball machine so you can see what their form look like?
You going
to
take them back if they
his ass. Score? Like,
they'll be just cool. You gotta take them back.
This one don't have the potential.
He doesn't have the set of skills I'm looking for.
The set of skills I'm looking
for. Set of skills.
He's not qualified.
I'm trading the spy kids or something.
Yo. Bro, you know how many times I done put Juni Cortez in a bar before? Nigga,
I was just thinking about Spy Kids. I'm like, damn, when Spy Kids 3 came out, nigga, I was in awe.
Bro, I seen that shit in theaters.
That shit was great.
Yeah, me too. That shit was great.
Bro, that was different.
That's when 3D movies were new.
Bro, that's a fact.
And they had the cool 3D glasses to go
with
that shit.
What?
It's an experience. That's an experience.
Niggas call that shit an experience.
I love that.
It was, nigga.
That shit was an experience. No cap. I ain't gonna hold you.
Amazing.
I ain't gonna hold you. That shit was fly.
Speaking of childhood, I think we need to add a Beyblade segment into the pod. I seen some John say that we need to keep our childhood.
And, I seen the tweet too, bro.
I seen the tweet too.
I would love to bring back Beyblades.
Bro, you remember when we was like the only reason we play this right now is because we about to go to high school. We can't do that dumb shit no more.
Yeah. No, remember when me and Brandon Sutton was the niggas that was on that shit.
Yeah, I was on that shit. For facts. Shout out Sutton.
Me and Brandon did that shit for like a year in silence and didn't tell nobody till we seen the older dorky niggas that was doing it. And I got tired of playing football because I was waxing niggas. Am I lying? Niggas say that like I'm not a legend on the concrete field.
Tired of it.
I was a legend on the concrete.
He was tired of it.
Ain't nobody say nothing. Nigga. So
he was tired of it.
I was the Deion Sanders.
Bro, look what this nigga proud of. This nigga's proud of it.
I was the Bo Jackson.
I hate niggas, yo.
Football and Beyblade.
Bro, you talk about 8th grade.
7th grade.
That's even worse.
I was the Bo Jackson.
Bro, your dad had you in the gym lifting weights every weekend, bro.
That's not fair.
Bro, I was still playing Xbox.
Not in 7th grade. No, I was not. I didn't. Like, take football seriously till high school. 7th grade, I was just like, I was a great Pop Warner athlete as well, but that shit was just natural.
Pop Warner athlete.
You hear this nigga just listing his accomplishments and shit?
A Pop Warner athlete.
Bro, like,
I was a Pop Warner athlete. We won the championship twice. And I was too big to
Yo,
play
shut
anymore.
The fuck up.
Right, like, nobody want to hear this
nobody
shit, bro.
Nobody wants to hear this shit.
Bro, like, this not how
they
you.
They're not looking for you.
We don't divulge like that.
Nobody's recruiting.
I just
right
wanted
now.
To know if y'all wanted to debate Blade Blaze.
No, I like
you,
how we gang up with
you
this
throwing
nigga.
In
yo.
Your childhood accomplishments.
We could play Blade Blaze.
I never
at
played
like the
football
end of the pod.
For real.
That could be like how we close the pod out. It's like we introduce whatever Beyblade combination we have.
No,
get a quick couple joints.
Y'all don't get mopped the fuck up. Y'all don't want to smoke with me. That's
exactly.
All I
I'm,
did.
I'm ready.
You can be a Pop Warner athlete. I was a Beyblade champion.
No, that's what I was getting to before you cut me off. I stopped playing to go. I'm saying get with the Beyblade niggas, and I start waxing niggas, and then everybody else start coming. Then it can't turn into a whole thing. The whole school was letting it rip.
We was letting it rip.
Shit got real.
Bro, I was pretty early to the thing. Don't say like I was.
Nah, I wasn't. No.
I'm just making sure. Like niggas wasn't just dick.
It didn't take long for everybody to, because everybody wanted to do it. We just felt like if any one of us did it, everybody else.
No, what happened was, remember the young boy broke his arm and football got banned.
Nah.
That happened.
I remember still like when I start playing, niggas was mad because like I was one of the consistent captains when we would pick teams.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm not playing no more. And niggas was like, laughing at me because I was playing Beyblades with the.
I don't think we was laughing at you. We was just mad at you.
I think y'all was more mad at me than anything. Yeah. I think y'all niggas was mad because I wasn't playing football no more.
Yeah, bro. Niggas, bro, you. Cause
then
it was
at some
team.
Point, somebody probably did break their arm. Because I just remember we none of us was playing football no more. After
I remember because somebody. I remember Young Bull, like Young Bull was in the grade low and just broke his arm. I think it was the rapper Young Bull we fucking. What's it, you used to make beats
crazy
for him?
Crazy Young Bull.
Isn't crazy.
Crazy. Yeah.
No, was it Crazy?
That's the only Young Bull. Chris.
Chris did. Chris Robbie. Chris Robbie. I think it was him that broke his arm. One of those Young Bulls broke their arms. One of those Young Bulls broke their arms. I remember that shit.
Everybody done stopped listening to the pod by now.
Yeah, bro. We going into like deep. Listen, if you went to Avery Day between the years of 2010 and 2012, this podcast is really like good to you right now.
Hey, so
if
Valentine's not, Day. Valentine's
Yeah, what you do, Rob?
Yeah, how you
what
give
I
it up?
Do?
All right. No,
did you beat?
Did you? Oh, that's a good question.
No, I did not beat.
I didn't beat.
Did you spin in the butt at least? Because you said that.
Nah, she only came home for the weekend. Like from school, yeah.
You niggas ain't booked the double being Airbnb?
Nah.
Damn.
That wasn't happening.
Yeah, she came through though. She came through. We was chilling. I got Domino's.
I had to work and she didn't go home. Gonna lie. She didn't get back to the city till late that night. So
Domino's and chill
is a
vibe. Nice
remaining night though. Yeah.
Yeah, it was chill, bro.
You saw the photograph.
I seen it the other day. Me and her seen it the other day.
John was boring, but it was a good movie. It was a good movie,
the ending was kind of whack.
I could have saved money on that shit.
The ending wasn't really an ending.
It was very like
the movie just ended.
You just like you like deep down you like that shit ain't gonna work.
Yo, dead ass. We looked at each other like
that's how y'all was feeling.
Like, so they just happy.
You know what's really bad about that movie?
What?
It starts a conversation of like, damn, so if I move across the country, like, would you continue dating me? Like, you know what I'm saying? While we at this phase? Because they had just met each other.
Spoiler alert.
Spoilers.
He actually moved overseas.
To London.
And they just started dating.
Damn. Yeah.
Now, imagine getting into that conversation with your significant other that you just started dating.
and she's in Brooklyn?
Yeah, like.
She in Brooklyn?
So if I move to the UK, are you going to like, are we still going to.
If I go fuck with Mandem, you still going to love me?
No. I cannot afford that.
What if I get signed by Skepta? You still gonna ride for me?
If you move out of state, it's a dub. Like, you know what I'm saying? How are we gonna see each other? It's a wrap at that point.
Yeah, it's over.
Yes, sir. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm about to take some trips for some pussy this year. I ain't gonna hold y'all.
You finna go global?
How far you going?
You going global?
You finna be
a mogul with the.
Bro, I brought my Harlem Globetrotter this year, bro. I'm taking this dick across country.
Wow.
You see what I did there?
How far are you going?
I'm going, for a first step, we're going to Jersey.
That's on the tour.
Next stop, we're going to Ohio.
You got merch?
Niggas is going to Ohio.
For some buns. That ass. Then I got a little bitch in Kansas.
Okay. Okay.
Kansas.
I'm not lying
to you. This nigga's going
to
catch a greyhound.
To Kansas.
A greyhound bus to Kansas playing his Nintendo Switch. On the bus that only has 8 hours of battery life.
Bro, it's a 9-hour trip.
He said, I figured I'd watch a movie for one or two of the hours and I'll play the Switch for the rest of the ride.
I'm like maybe if I bring my portable, I can make that shit work.
The portable? Time management.
I'm thinking about it. I don't know how it's going to work. To be honest, I ain't gonna lie.
9-hour ride. Tell me, he already planned out the process. Bro, said, what's gonna work out better if I catch the plane or if I catch the plane?
Bro, I'm not taking no planes to the pussy. I've already decided that. That's why? Just too much money to drop on some pussy.
Because if you just not looking at the right times.
I'm not. I'm still a child. Like I don't have the patience to do that yet.
You're not a child, bro.
You're young, but you're not a child.
Bro, I am a child with the podcast.
You're a child of God.
But niggas don't want to play baby leaves.
That don't make for compelling content, bro. That's what I'm saying.
It's a community out there. You telling me it's not a baby community out there?
You want to tap it? Listen, bro. You make the YouTube channel. We'll do it.
I'm just letting you guys know I will not be a part of that.
You will. Trust me. That is a fucking cool toy. Like, it don't matter how old you are. That shit is a fucking cool toy.
It is a cool toy.
Niggas don't like, niggas spend quarters. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
Rob don't want to let it rip.
He don't want to let it rip.
Rob want to let it rip. I'm retired,
bro. I'm gonna drop a bag on some labels if you do this shit. I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm dead ass. I will get all because you know how we was getting before we.
Yeah, that's a fact.
We was in seventh grade. I'm talking. You know how we. You know how we got down. I'm dead ass though. I will definitely. You know what I'm saying, we could start a Beyblade YouTube channel. Nobody got to know.
Bro, we just said it on this podcast. This podcast is going out.
Hey.
Look at this guy. Nobody has to.
If you
want
to be a part of our new Beyblade club.
Yo, Kel, if you want to be part of it.
Right. Kel is our only fan at this point.
No, we got a few. Most of them bitches I'm fucking.
That's just because they know you giving it up on here.
That's a fact.
That's how they find out about your other women.
And I just keep coming on here saying the dumb shit.
That's crazy.
Bro, because at this point, bro,
crazy.
Bro, I'm not selling that one. No bitch until, like, she bad. Like, I'll keep lying to these hoes saying, like, yeah, I'm looking for something serious. But, like, you're not the one I'm looking
for. You're not lying. That's just not, she's not the one you're looking
for. That's a fact. Like, I'm not lying to him. Like, I am looking for something serious.
All right, quick question, though.
What's up?
Because we're going to divulge a little bit.
Oh, we're going to divulge. Take a shot.
So, what's a bad joint to you?
What's a baddie?
Yeah. What she got to have?
This nigga Dom.
What she got to have?
What she got to have, bro? For you to.
First of all, my standards are high, just not with my dick. What she got to have? Number one, she got to have her own money. Not because I'm broke, but because I don't want you. Anything I give you should be extra. Like, bro, I be tricking up, bro. I done dropped 40 balls. Crazy amount of times. Dropping 40 balls in bitches' cash apps. Crazy.
What? Wow. Niggas is giving up the 40 ball.
Bro, the 40 ball be getting dropped.
For what?
For the mouth. But is it like guaranteed?
For the mouth sometimes.
Are you dropping 40 ball on whores or are you dropping 40 ball on bitches that you already fucking?
Bitches I'm already fucking.
Oh, yeah, that's backwards pimping, bro. You simping.
I'm simping?
Yeah, you are simping. If you already got them, you don't got to pay to do anything.
Nah, bro. Sometimes you got to drop it off on them.
You simping.
Bro.
So you paying to get, like, the premium? The premium treatment?
Or? I pray for the premium step.
Right, yeah. That's what I was about to say.
Full nah, bro, what be happening is, bro, let me tell you what happened is, they all know my schedule because I'm daily with this shit. So none of them going to text me today because they know I'm potting. And tomorrow they all gonna call me late at night because I'm gonna get drunk at the bar, and they know that's when they call me because I get real generous when
what
I'm
time
drunk.
Time you get off, Rob?
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
I might be with lady tomorrow.
Huh?
I might be with lady tomorrow.
I was about to see if you trying to go to the bar.
You trying to drink together?
I don't know if what time I get off. I get off what 7 tomorrow? I don't know.
Listen, bro, I'm gonna get off at 8. I'm gonna be at the bar already. So if y'all want link, I'll drink
you
again.
Just work all the way downtown. That's the problem.
I get paid tomorrow. I catch an Uber up top. What we doing? All right, bro. We talk about that thought. But I'm saying this, though. They going to call me tomorrow because they know I'm going to be drunk and I'm going to be, like, friendly. And I'm going to be like, yeah, how much you need? I can't give you that. I gave you 40 bucks.
How much you need?
You are simping. How much you need?
You don't even, like, ask none. You just be like,
no, because they
so
be.
So how much you need?
No, bro. I never give them how much they need, though. It's always
you said you was tired. How much you need?
How much you need to get here? And I got you on the way back. You need to eat. You ate.
You thirsty? You comfortable? You need a coat?
I just want to make sure. I want to make sure that you good. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga make me so crazy.
Right? That's your whole game. I gotta make sure you straight.
You want the Uber X?
Nah, bro. She definitely get an Uber
if
pool.
You straight. I'm straight. You know what I'm saying?
I've definitely said that before. Hey,
whatever make you happy makes me happy. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I don't like getting ganged up like this because I'm in the middle. I don't like this. Usually we throw the energy towards him.
I just want you to come through. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make sure you good first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You want a drink? What you need? What you drinking?
What you drinking? Henny? Oh, yeah. You a freak. Uh-huh. Yep. You think you slick.
Hey, yo.
Let me get two Hennies over here. Two Henny shots. Yeah.
That's not giving up, bro. That's how I carry it. Right,
okay.
So okay. She drinking. Oh.
That's some Henny. Okay.
That was smooth.
Are you a pro, huh? Are you do this, huh?
Are you a drinker?
Oh, you drink Henny? Ooh, you a freak. Get away from me.
Nah, bro. I don't get no bitch. Bro, bitches get Pinnacle, bro. I get that thought juice from. It's like $11. What are you talking about, bitch? And that shit got like a 55 proof or some shit. Drink that Pinnacle.
Bro,
she...
I still don't know how alcohol strengths work.
I've been drinking a lot.
It's alcohol content, and then it's like a proof. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how.
I don't know the proof shit.
The higher the proof, the bigger the doof.
Don't even.
Let's freestyle that shit. You know, I give it up. But nah, y'all niggas making me sound nasty on this joint. It's okay.
Sometimes I give it up nasty, bro. It's okay. Like, sometimes you got trick off. A footy ball ain't tricking, bro. That's just like, you mean take that. I'm not simping.
If you got it.
Ain't tricking if you got it, Brody. Y'all niggas told me it was okay to get a bit some flowers for Valentine's Day if I knew it for 2 weeks. But now I just can't drop off the 40 ball.
When did I say that?
Last week. I heard the podcast last week.
I said that?
No, Cam said that. You ain't say that.
I'm about to say, I don't believe that.
What did I say?
You said that. You can drop off. You can
I said it. Like, we both did say that, Rob.
Did we?
We were saying it don't matter how long you've been talking to the John, but I said that, like, you just got to match the energy. But
yeah, that's what I said. $40? That's what we said.
Oh, yeah, for sure I'll be getting
the
money.
We said match the
energy. Oh, yeah, for sure I'll be getting the money.
We ain't
said
nothing about the flowers.
Oh, no, bro. Y'all think, first of all, my question is, do you think I dropped the 40 ball off first or they drop it off first?
Absolutely.
The way you've been giving it up lately, I think you was giving it up first.
No, I never give it up first. Let me take.
What's the most money you ever got from a bitch?
40.
You asked for $40 and they gave it to you.
I'm a thought, yeah.
Wow.
Bitch, I'm a thought.
What does the number 40 signify?
Bro, every hoe like $40.
That's crazy.
And everybody can give up $40 easily, bro.
Rob, what is the most you ever got?
Got from a girl?
Yeah.
Maybe $5.
Your dick worthless, nigga.
I don't ask for no money though.
Niggas is dropping them trash dick off on Johns. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Bro,
well, no, all my Johns I hit. They was my you means. You know what I'm saying? So
she was.
I didn't ask for nothing. Cause
Rob don't pay him to come. They pay you to go.
Nah, bro. Sometimes you gotta test the waters and just like see how much he offering. I mean, how much you offering? How much she offering? Sometimes I be drunk. I be trying to get Ubers and shit.
I really don't be liking when people like when women try to give me.
I don't. Bro,
I be loving that shit, bitch. Trick off with me.
I got a gift for Valentine's Day this year.
What you get?
First, a Polaroid camera.
Oh, I seen that.
Yeah,
that was swag.
Well, I seen that. That was dope.
Yeah, it was the first gift I ever got.
What you get her?
I got her a like shoulder bag kind of like purse thing.
Was it Chanel?
Fuck.
How much you drop on that?
How much you drop on that?
I didn't spend too much. Was
it over a bean?
No. I spent I didn't spend that much money in general. Like it was just I stayed within my means.
Yeah.
So what I'm learning is I'm the only person dropping 40 balls off.
Yeah.
I don't do the whole
so
cash thing. Like she's never given me cash, but she has bought me stuff.
So when we was on Twitter saying what you gonna do for that 40 ball.
I don't think bought either is.
I don't think bought is a word.
But she's bought stuff for me.
That's just stuff
without
out,
me really like even know that. Like
she has
quick
bought
question,
me
bro.
Things.
Quick question.
She has bought me several items on rare occasion.
Look at this nigga. Yeah.
you can't win this, bro. You can't box me out like that.
Cause Bobby going gets to the lane regardless. He going get in the lane.
I'm going to the rack. What are you talking about?
It's a fact.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? I'm going to get to the rack.
But what you about to say?
She like, I'll be walking with some right, and she'll be like, "Oh, you was going to buy this?" And I'll be like, "Yeah, I might buy it later." She'll be like, "All right, hand it to me real quick." And I'll be like, "Why?" And she'll be like, "Oh, cause yeah, I'm just going to see how much it is." The next thing you know, she bought it.
Yeah, but that's swag.
That's cute.
Like I got. Fucking expensive ass Nike sweats.
Oh yeah, that's what. Yeah, you got the Nike tech.
I ain't get the tech. You get the
tech. That's why you say expensive ass.
Like it's expensive, like
they're good,
to me.
But they're not Nike.
But sweats is 70.
Yeah, that's expensive.
Yeah,
that's expensive. Yeah.
She casual, didn't even flinch at the price. I was like, yo, what the that's fuck nice. Is wrong with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, bro, you got spit in her butt.
And then, like I said, to be determined. We was Domino's people.
Yeah, it's Domino's. Yeah, you can't spit in the butt. Domino's.
Yeah, no. And then
you got garlic knots.
Huh?
The garlic knots. You didn't get the garlic knots.
Niggas ate garlic knots. Breath smell worse than the booty. Don't spit in my ass with that garlic breath.
Bro, I rapped about garlic knots several times.
Do not spit in my butt with that garlic breath, Robert.
Why you make her sound like that?
Why she giving up the full name? Like that's crazy.
No,
that's crazy.
She's mad.
Nigga said Wobbut.
Damn. She said my full. Oh, but no. But
yeah, what she say?
Then she got me some pack of polo underwear.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I don't like women try to buy me underwear.
I mean, I'm cool with small stuff like that.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, I was
smaller,
cool with
better.
It.
Better. Like, give me some little shit. Buy me food.
Yeah, she be buying me food.
I'm really not used to people trying to buy me gifts.
Me neither.
I don't like that shit.
Nah, bro, I'm a thot. Give me a lit. Like, I'm talking about, like, do all that shit. Like, do, talk, like, basically be on Twitter talking that big. I'm gonna get my nigga whatever he want. Well, do that.
Right.
Do that. Live your tweets, bitch. Live what you be tweeting about. You ain't no real tweeter. Niggas be out here lying on the net. Live that shit.
Ain't that what the net for, though?
Bro, ain't no cap in my tweets. Ain't no cap in my tweets. Nigga. Ain't no cap on my Instagram, neither.
No cap.
People be capping on the net, though.
Yeah, people do be capping. I'm not going to say they don't, but I'm just not one of them.
I'm going to go on Dr. Phil because you was capping on the net.
I'm not going to lie to you right now, bro. Ain't no other Philly podcast doing it, giving up how we doing it. Like, niggas not giving it up how we giving it up.
You know what I'm saying? We at the forefront.
You at the forefront of this shit. Like, bro, we came in with zero topics. Not a single one. Not a single one.
Not a single.
We give you niggas 55 minutes off the muscle. Who else? Name another. You can't do it. Like, we really like niggas be sleeping on us and shit, but like, I'm trying to tell you, when I put this Instagram marketing into business.
And we need a new, like, because you got the drunk pod when you do the drunk pod with your friends. And then, like, when you do this pod with other people, it's still, like, listen to this Why You Shit pod. Like, it needs to be, like, you know how Charlamagne and them got the
you think I need
rivalry.
Like, I need another feed?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that the other day. I don't know. I try to separate y'all Jones because the drunk pod just get the like the logo, but these Jones, they get like different pictures and shit.
Yeah, I want to be our own thing because you got other stuff that you do under your umbrella.
I do.
Under the same umbrella. So.
I mean, I was thinking that. I don't know yet. That means I gotta come up with a different name for this and that. And y'all niggas gotta be consistent. Like, you know.
We have been.
2 weeks in a row now.
Number three, man.
I give it up. Y'all missed the weekend between there, but I give it up. This 2 weeks in a row.
I think I was working that night.
Yeah,
you was.
I was too.
You was. So I ain't really mad. I'm just saying that was after the damn Fifi Wet and Shit episode.
Yeah, and I ain't like how niggas try to make me look like the salacious one. Niggas try to use me for the bait.
Bro, you was the bait, bro.
Nah.
Bro, you had the hot take.
I didn't like that though.
Bro, you had the hot take.
I didn't like that.
You ain't like how you said something, and then I used it to promote the podcast?
Nah, but you tried to use me as the guy. Like, I don't want to be the guy.
Bro. What are you saying right now?
What are you saying right now?
What you saying right now?
Niggas know what I'm saying.
You trying to retire?
Nah, I thought about it in the moment. I'm like, damn, niggas really had, like...
Damn, niggas trying to hang his jersey
I
up?
I already did a lot on the pod. Niggas don't got to fucking exploit that. Like,
I had to let it be found. I had to exploit that.
So what you're saying is you don't want to divulge anymore.
No, he been divulging. He just not going to give it up like that. He gonna come here and be flagrant.
Yeah, exactly. The flagrancy is definitely toned down.
I'm just saying, though, bro. That episode did our biggest numbers.
I still been pulling up.
I mean, I ain't knocking.
And I came through with flagrancy on game two.
What you say game two?
I came back with the same aggression. Early.
Early.
Early?
He got tech early.
He got teed up.
I came in pulling from the logo.
And he got he heat check. It was a heat check. It was a heat check.
Are you right? I ain't going to knock you. Listen, I ain't going to hold you. I can't control you. You know? I don't know what that nigga said. Niggas losing steam. Anything else we got to say?
No, I need a... I'm trying to get a slushy or something.
Niggas trying to get a slushy? All right.
Yo, I've been going to the gym, dog. Need to,
bro, I ain't gonna lie. I need to, bro. I'm playing. So me, I'm playing the owner of my restaurant, Joe.
Inside
this. 1-on-1 I sit on the pod. Yeah. 1-on-1 inside a 1-on-1 basketball game. This nigga came into the store today. He was like, yo, how many pushups can you do? I ain't never been like heavy pushup boy.
Me neither.
I was like, maybe I can crank out like 5.
Bro, you should have just said, bro, I'm 6 foot such and such. Niggas my size don't do pushups. Niggas bodybuilders my size don't do pushups.
I tried that.
Way out of it.
I tried that.
Because niggas our size, like big niggas, like NFL niggas, not doing pushups.
I tried that, and then he was like, he was like, you can't do one. I was like, I can do one, and then I did 5, and then after I did 5, he did 50. He was like, yeah, top that. I was like, bro, We playing basketball. I didn't challenge you.
That sounded like some kiddie shit.
No, bro, I'm like, bro, I was like, you won't race me? Because I can outrun you for sure. Like, you not about to beat me
I've
in a race.
Before. I've been there before. When I suck at the sport we playing, I'm like, all right, well, what's up with a race?
No, that's a fact.
I know, like, you're not faster than me.
No, that's a fact. Because, man, it's not faster than me.
Hey, fuck this. Whatever we playing, I don't even know we playing no more. I don't care about it.
Nigga, I don't know what we paying no more neither. The fuck is niggas talking about, bro?
I don't care no more.
All right, niggas got songs of the week.
Yeah.
You said you
were
sending to my
quick as hell.
Yeah, we gotta get out of here.
I gotta think.
You get niggas a quick hour, and I'm going first, bro. All right, got my joint right here.
Oh, y'all not playing.
My joint, it's on YouTube.
You send it to my. Y'all know what this is. I ain't even gotta say that.
Y'all
know what that is.
Hey. I should have put you somewhere where no one can find you.
I'm out of tricking, nigga.
Knocking sticks with nothing around you. Texas, you know a different environment.
You're supposed to give it up. Y'all gonna give it up? All right.
Because you got desires. Right.
How you gonna do that?
I know.
You got desires.
I know.
I'm giving up different.
You got desires.
Y'all know the energy?
You got that fire. And I'm not a liar. You had me down on my knees every day, had to talk Messiah. I'm in that 8 and then 1 and then 2, just a different Ferrari. Yeah, I try to pay all your loans off and cop you a driver. Yeah, I had you stand too close to the city, you acting too vulnerable living this life. I said to move your way from Houston before I
copy you all this ice.
You wanna be my number one, you're not acting like the main thing. I let you play my number two, you barely made the second.
I should've put you somewhere where no one can find you. Mansion out in sticks with nothing around you. Katy, Texas, Dallas, Texas, you know a different environment. Cause you got desires. I know.
I know you feeling this one, Cal. I know you feeling it.
Cause you got desires. I know.
I did it on the cat.
Cause you got desires. Hey. Self-control has never been your thing. Don't think it'll help if there's a ring with a rock in it. Where I'm from, they serve the soda clean. You come from a city where there's lean with the rocks in it. How the fuck you keep so many secrets? How you going vegan but still beefing with me again? How the fuck you seen so many beaches? Tickets to them places don't come cheap. I see it back in Turks, remember who took it at first. And don't you forget it, got you a whip, but then you got back on your shit. I had to tell Eric, go get it. I'm always moving too fast, the feeling don't last. I feel like you take me for granted, probably my fault for the way that I handle it.
I should've put it somewhere with no confide you.
Man, she knocking sticks with nothing around you. Katy, Texas, Dallas, Texas, you know a different environment.
I'ma get better, y'all, don't worry about it.
Cause you got desires. I know. Cause you got desires. I know. Cause you got desires. Ooh, shawty, you try it. Voice getting filled with entitlement.
Two songs playing at once?
Yes.
Y'all gotta get Serato.
Yeah, that's not it. That wasn't the one, bro.
That wasn't the one?
Niggas try to mix it. Niggas try to blend
it. Niggas try to compress it.
All right, yo. Listen, one of these days, it's gonna be good. Ken, what's this?
This is Sadie's Benz by The Dream, the Queen of Slim version. The song was made like years ago, but he made a version for the movie. And I heard it in the soundtrack, and it was crazy. So I went looking for it, and I found, like, a short version of it. And it was, like, a community of people that also wanted to hear a full-length version of the song. Mm-hmm. So he ended up making it into a full song, which was great to me. Because you know how, like, you reach out, you're like, an artist will do something. Like, you know how Bino used to do shit like that.
Yeah.
And we'd be like, oh, please, like, we want the full project behind it.
Like, your Fede Koto?
Yeah, and then we just, like, never hear from, like, certain stuff again. Like, it'd just be, like, you know, some one-off shit.
Them Archie niggas.
Yeah, to see him, like, expand the version and release it as well, felt good. I believe this is the full joint, hopefully.
I was, like, fucking up the mix, I'm sorry.
Turn me up on this one, though.
Oh, he's testing him up. I ain't gonna lie, I'm feeling this one.
If you got a bitch, this the one.
all you want. Promise you can back it up. Baby, you ain't got a front. We ain't got a shift to move. Just keep riding. Keep riding. Just tell me what you want, baby. I'm listening, I'm listening. We brand new in that brand new. Christening, we christening. Feels like the first time.
Heard that note?
Yeah, he went up on that.
And you go crazy. You my queen, I'm your slim. Keep driving, keep riding. We not like them. Pull up right beside me. You, me, us, Poseidon. We don't care who's watching. No stopping. It feels like the first time.
Shit hard. That note, nigga.
And my brand new say the band. Brand new say the band. Say the band. Say the band.
Yo, we double teamed that one just now.
Yeah. Nah, that shit was hard.
That shit was. What was that? Sadie Benz? That was on the Queen of Slim album.
Yeah, imagine you in like L.A. That's... top down, brand new Sadie Benz.
No, I'm in some cheeks.
Rob Artie, he just added to his fucking playlist.
I'm in cheeks with that one.
That's a fact.
Ain't no fucking top fuck down. Right. Her top said, gonna be down. Right.
She gonna ride me like a Sadie Benz.
His belt buckle.
Yo, talk about bro. Why Shorty said she didn't want to give me neck because I was getting fat.
You starting to stink down here. Niggas gotta start taking care of themselves.
I shower, nigga.
She's like, nah. You gotta get your oil changed.
Ew, you smell like earwax, nigga. Your belly button stink.
Yo, fuck this nigga. Nigga said that's my earwax. Nigga, what?
Bro.
Bro, you twipping. Nigga said that's my earwax.
Yo, fuck y'all, bro.
It's sweaty. I don't want to touch it. It's sweaty.
Yo, Bobby, introduce your song, bro.
Hey, you can turn niggas fucking up.
Oh. Just turn niggas up. That's all.
Yeah, you said, you know what I'm talking about.
You're not going to introduce him.
Shout out Slay.
All right. I can't pronounce this song. It's Can.
It's up.
Up, featuring up. Summer's Autumn and Goonie.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, I don't give a fuck where you from. Yeah, perk up my ass too numb. Yeah, give me good rent, she ain't done. Yeah, I hop in the store and go dumb. Yeah, she hop in that dick and go fit. Yeah, can't wipe the hoe that's fit. Yeah, can't sack the hoe that's dead. Yeah, I'm fucking a friend instead. Yeah, watch when your ass get pressed. Yeah, put the proof that's on work. Nigga, don't make this XD twerk. Nigga, I've been that nigga since birth. Nigga, high as fuck smoking on earth. Nigga, I'm never on like I'm on alert. Nigga, watch out, bitch, I'm a flirt. Nigga.
Better watch out, bitch, I'ma flirt, nigga.
The physical is inside the work, nigga. XD put you on the shirt, nigga.
The little hat can't go skirt, nigga.
We just did the fans out of purse, nigga.
The XD right in the holster. The bitch gon' knock on my shoulders.
These niggas wanna be soldiers. I'm getting bread like I'm supposed to.
This is the little hoe to Benny. She said she want teriyaki and mimosa. Can't let these niggas get to me. Oh no, you know we gotta keep us composed.
Teriyaki and mimosa is a wild combo.
I know the
industry niggas gon' hate when they start to see Slay taking over. Okay.
Telegram message from Brian in London. He said the peace is coming over. Lieutenant message, he said, where you at, baby boy? You know I'm coming over. Yeah. Bitch wanna know what I do for a living. Like, how you got so much to spend, baby? I just made money, not friends, baby. She know I've been in that biz lately. All that shit, they just talking, it don't faze me. Me and Cancel, kind of them blue faces.
Yeah, I'm off the perk, just vibing and shit. She don't even know my name, she still gonna ride on the dick.
Yeah. That's a fact.
She like Louis and Prada and shit.
Yes,
you
do.
You want, you just gotta be quiet, little bitch.
Shut the fuck up.
Caught a plane in New York, I'm in Barney's blue wig.
Brand new, no, not okay, nigga, just mix it with the rig. All this damn LV on me, nigga, cut a page of rent. All them slaying the SRT and it's faster than the bitch. We be out the damn press, nigga, okay, yeah, he out the vent. All of them rest coming in, can't tell you how much I done spent. On it in dark world, nigga, okay, cop the pieces with wig. Physical is all in the back in the goddamn AMG Benz. Yeah, I'm getting bread like I'm supposed to. SD45 in the holster, that's a rack on his head and it's over. Bitch, that she wanna come over. We in the rising and rose. Yeah, gang, nigga, we annoy you. Keep shipping, we can annoy you. Bitch, the problem with the goddamn ghost. It's a 10 years to a ghost. All the break down that flow. Rest coming in, need more. Choose that through the P-hole. In the P1, that bitch go.
Soy World Soldier.
He said, what? We just play music throughout the whole podcast? Hold up. Hold on. Y'all niggas remember this one? Hold on. Don't look.
That shit get me lit, bro.
Don't look, y'all. Hold on.
I don't know how that song got you lit, Rob. That shit was mad slow.
That shit get me lit, bro. In the car?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Y'all remember this one?
Oh, like, yeah. You said remember, like, it was like that was last summer.
That was like 2 summers ago, bro.
It was like 2 summers ago.
That shit crazy. Like, I feel like in 2019 just didn't count.
Don't it?
Yeah.
She's a marsupial superstar. I wanna fuck with big booty now.
That's all I wanted for all of them.
I want a fucking amphibian.
Drop the joint on the
Bro, what the fuck? You fucking up this cool memo we just had. God damn it. Shit.
That has to be edited out. Sorry.
I want a fucking amphibian.
Yo, this has been another episode of the Listen to Why You Shit podcast, the only podcast that encourages you to listen to why you shit. I have been your host, Dom Sharp. To the left of me was my man, Cam.
The visionary.
To the visionary.
To the visionary.
No. Also by him.
Also by him.
To the right of me has been my man Bobby. Hit him up for beats. There's two things in his word everybody. Oh, damn it.
Sacrificial malfunction.
I'm gonna keep that in. There's two things in this world that every human has. Opinions and assholes. We so happy to be assholes with opinion. Thank you for listening.